Where's your Arsenal gone? Where's your Arsenal gone? Where's your Ozil gone? Where's your Ozil gone? Where's your Arsenal gone? Where's your Arsenal gone? Far, far away. Far, far away. Last century they were hanging around. Ooh, won a couple of leagues. This season they are sloshing around. Ooh, I think they may stay up. Think they may stay up. Where's your Arsenal gone? Where's your Arsenal gone? Where's your Ozil gone? Where's your Ozil gone? We're at the top of the league and looking down on the nation, and the only explanation I can find is that Jose's at the wheel and he's the real deal. Son and Kane have got us top of the league. Good morning, welcome to the Bet Slip 30th of November. How many switched off in that first 60 seconds there? I've got all the skills. One... Not an Arsenal fan left listening. Monday mornings, let's all laugh at Arsenal. Let's all laugh at Arsenal. You watch them turn up next week. You watch them turn up next week. All right, it's North London Derby week. I'll be hyper all week. North London Derby week. 2,000 fans they're letting in. Right, where are we? Right, let's do the pod horses and then I'll get to some bits and bobs. I'm not in the best of moods. It'd be what it is. Pod horses, Kempton 155, Vanitas. Kempton 330, Noble Queen. Kempton 435, Gold Brocade. Kempton 505, Azets. Okay, I have Ultimate Rumours. I've put a quick video top of the announcement section. We have got Football All Week. I am well aware that some people have had a bad weekend. I won $7,500 on Friday night, had a very poor Saturday and Sunday myself, ended up probably about level for the weekend. Let's talk about the stats first. I was going to do a full mindset Monday. I'm not sure I will because I've got the ump. So it's just to see where this goes over the next 20 minutes. Do you remember at the start, back in September, football was over, 3.86 goals the Premier League was averaging at one stage. Football was over, the world was ending, all the conspiracy theories for why people who know fuck all about it all of a sudden are experts. You know, that's what annoys me about everything at the minute. You know, it doesn't matter the topic, whether it's Brexit, whether it's COVID, whether it's Trump, whatever. Old fucking Dave from Twitter knows more than anybody else out there. But you had all that, you know, I've sat and done this day in, day out. I know exactly how these things go. I've done it for 12 years. I've sat at this fucking desk. I feel fairly qualified to know what I'm talking about. And I said at the time, people get far too carried away. All these conspiracy defenders don't defend anymore because there's no crowds. I mean, it's complete and utter bollocks. What has happened? And yesterday the goals fell below 2.96 average goals in the Premier League now. What that actually means, obviously, if those first 30, 40 games were averaging 3.86, to bring that average down, the Premier League has been averaging about 2.18, 2.2 goals per game for the last 48, 50 games. If you're averaging less goals, you're going to end up with more draws. That's the facts of it. But football's over, football's ending, this, that and the other. And I did say numerous podcasts, it will revert back. How do you know it will? How do you know it will? Yeah, there. Because I've done it for a long time. That's how I fucking know it will. And Championship, home teams are never going to win again. Layoff, no home team's ever going to win again. Home win percentage was 30%. What is it now? 38 coming up, 39. Last year it was 41. 42, so what, we're 2-3% off that. Where's it going to end up? I'll have a fair guess it'll end up there. The point I'm making is people are far too reactionary to short term because it doesn't fit them. What's going to go on? It doesn't matter. Liverpool didn't win. It wasn't a penalty. They're Liverpool aren't entitled to win football matches. They're not fucking entitled. They're not entitled. No football team is entitled to go out and win a football match. They are given a percentage chance. The fact, whether you think it was a penalty or not, it was fucking 1-1. That's how it ended up. It ended up 1-1. Liverpool will win more matches priced at 1.5 and below than they won't. That's the facts of it. That's the absolute facts. One game doesn't matter. Can't get into VAR. You know, everybody telling me VARs. I'm not interested. It's here. It is here. It's not going anywhere. They're not going to take it away. The odds will all factor these things in. It's not going to go disappearing or fucking off the planet. I do not have any issue with VAR whatsoever. I have massive issue with UK or English Premier League officials, but I had that long before VAR came in. Mike Riley, who's in charge, was one of the worst referees I've ever seen, going back 10, 15 years. I remember a midweek game when we played Chelsea. He was trying to book Ashley Cole, and Ashley Cole just walked away from him. And he stood there blowing his whistle, going, come to me, come to me. And Ashley Cole just ignored him for what seemed like 5 minutes, was probably 1 minute, 30 seconds. Just refused to, just turned his back and walked up the pitch. And he stood there like a lemon, Mike Riley. And in the end, he just gave up. Just threw his, he waved his card from like 20 yards. Didn't go, it, only one course of action. If the player's being that disrespectful, go and send him off. But he got nothing about him. He is leading the referees. I think they're an absolute shambles. I think the changing of the rules halfway through the season is a complete and utter, does the integrity of the game. You know, they're now talking to these five subs. Peter Walton said something about the bars seems to have been lowered for VAR decisions from referees compared to this sort of high bar that they had last season, but they started with a high bar this season. Now they've lowered it. Is that facts? Is that coming? He obviously talks to other referees. I think they're an absolute shambles. But the bottom line is football results happen and that's it. Arsenal have been a team in decline for a couple of years. Real Madrid, oh, they didn't win again. They've been in decline for a couple of years. It'll all get factored into prices over a period of time and it'll all come. There's far too much reaction. And because of things, and I keep saying it, the cancers like social media and this Facebook, Twitter, imaginary fucking people, by the way, you know, they are people, but we don't fucking know them. You don't go around their house for dinner. They're fucking, half of them haven't even got a proper fucking name. And you all hang on what they say and whip each other up. It drives me fucking bananas. I have had enough of it and I'm pretty much struggling to cope with it, I'll be honest. I've spent 8 months trying to keep people upbeat and fucking positive and it's fucking hard work. It's exhausting. I'm absolutely fucking exhausted with it, trying to do it day in, day out. I'll guarantee you, because I've done this a long time, I'll guarantee you over 10,000 fucking games, it won't make a fucking blind bit of difference whether Liverpool had 2 million people in there or 2 people in there. Not a fucking jot of difference. That's what I'm telling you now. But, oh no, they lost because they didn't have fans. Oh, look, fuck off. Fucking got, unless you've got some fucking evidence about any of it, COVID, Brexit, Trump, whatever, fuck off. We're living in this fucking world where people just spread shite and fucking talk about it with fuck all behind them. You're fucking wankers, all of you. Fuck off and give me some proper fucking info. Fucking this and fucking that and this fucking COVID and fucking this and fucking fans and fucking VAR and fucking Brexit. Fuck off. No one's got one fucking ounce of evidence for all of it. Just talk fucking shite day in, day out. You must fucking wear yourselves out, the bollocks that comes out. Honestly. So, facts. Mindset Monday, facts. I've spoke to an Ultimate member. I haven't slept at all. I barely have had a fucking hour's sleep all night. Ultimate member yesterday contacting me. I'm in trouble, blah, blah, blah. Really bad. Bad start. Okay, fucking hell. You know, worried. Don't do anything. I'll speak to you in the morning. Didn't sleep. Worrying about it. A basic line. The guy's got a pot of money. He's not earning any money with the COVID situation, so the pot of money he'd set for betting has now become a pot of money for betting and living. So he's drawing from it. Where can I start with that? I said, okay, right, well, let's start. Let's talk about your setup. Okay, I'm betting 9 systems. Okay, seems a lot. 9 systems. I won last season, second season doing it, won last season. Okay, fine. Yeah, what do you do with that money? I spent that. All right, okay. So I'm running 9 systems. Okay, what are you running? I've got 100 point bank. So, okay, that's good, isn't it? So what, we're running 11.1 points per system for a season of football, are we? That's it, is it? I'm fucking depressed with it, guys. I really am. I'm fucking... I genuinely got up and headbutted the wall 3 times. I'm not making any excuses at all for results. There's people who are winning, there's people who are losing. But I've made a video. So a lot of this is about setup and approach and how you go about it. I look at everything I do 3 to 5 years That's how I look at it. I set myself up and I think that's where I want that to get in 3 to 5 years. And over that period of 3 to 5 years, I expect numerous matches to have been played, and I expect that I will then be able to absorb the ups and downs of what goes on, because it is football. It is 22 mostly young men kicking a ball around. That's what it is, and it's given a percentage chance and a price, and we pit our wits against that. That is the ultimate bottom line of it. If you're not set up for it, don't do it. That's the bottom line. That's all I can come to. We've got a guy here trying to bet with money that he needs because of COVID, betting 9 systems on 100-point bank, and it's fucking keeping me awake at night. And all I say, well, hang on a minute, have I ever said do that? There, fucking make yourself bomb-proof. Make yourself. I don't get it. I just don't get it. And I don't think he's the only one. I think there's too many people who've dived in and. Whether that's my fault or not, I do not know. I honestly do not know. It is an intriguing world what makes people do this, and how people frame it. You know, he's only when in any of the conversations he's only told me that he's been down this season. He hasn't told me that he won money last season until this morning. You've got people posting results saying, "Oh, I'm 50 points down. I'm 50 points down," but they were 200 points down. You know, I'll go back. I could frame mine. I could say, right, I won 7.5K Friday night. I won 7,400 pounds. Lovely, beautiful. I went to bed 4,000 pounds better off Friday night than I was Friday morning. I got up and I lost £3,000 on Saturday. I've got three scenarios there. I can just talk about the winning £7,500 and pretend the Saturday didn't exist. And then you get that, oh, he never mentions losers. Quite right. I could say, over the 2 days, I'm £4,500 up. Very nice. More than pleased with that. I'd have been more than happy Friday morning if I said, right, I'm going to go to get up Sunday morning, I'll be £4,500 to the good. Or I can just say, I lost £3,000 Saturday. I lost three. Oh, it's fucking all over. I lost £3,000 Saturday. Forget the Friday. I don't need to tell you about that. I'll tell you what I have done. I've won fucking millions since I fucking started this in 2007. I've given out to FTS members over £750,000 this year. I've won millions. That's how I know how this fucking works from start to finish if you stay in the fucking game. The key is setting yourself up properly and staying in the fucking game. I've won millions. I don't need to focus on 1 day, 1 week, 1 month, 1 season. Since I started, two now, I've won fucking millions. Frame it like that. Why don't people frame it like that? Because they don't want to. I don't know why. Is it they want the indulgence of people? Again, people they've never fucking met. Let's all fucking Facebook friends and this. They're not fucking real friends. They're fucking wazooks, most of them. Let's be honest. It's a fucking cancerous load of bollocks what's going on at the moment in the world. Honestly, I'm fucking sick to death of it. I try my best. I get up every day. I'm going to fucking smash this out the park. But it is draining. It is draining. What comes in, it's just fucking, honestly, it's, I actually said to this guy, I fucking could kill myself. It's fucking so depressing. I'm not going to, by the way. I'm good as gold. I'm back. Tottenham are top of the league. We're at the top of the league and looking. It's this note, again, you know, other people being drawn into the world where people purvey they're winning all the time. Look at us, we're winning. Oh, this bet won, this bet won, this bet won, this bet won. It doesn't mean anything. It just doesn't mean anything. This, I've said how many times to people in rooms, to podcasts, on Zooms, only thing that matters is you. That is the only thing that matters. Look at your setup and does it suit you? I've got a guy here trying to struggle through COVID, not working, with a setup that he just should not be anywhere near. The results don't even matter. I'm not interested. What he's doing is ridiculous. It's pathetic. You've got to get yourself set up for you. He's trying to bet outsiders most of the time. Outsiders. You could have 10, 15, 20 losers on the spin doing that. It's perfectly within the realms of what happens. Just absolute. Anyway, I feel I've wasted a podcast because I'm exasperated with it all. I'm exasperated how people want to wallow in negativity. I'm exasperated at how people don't take it seriously. I'm exasperated at how people don't set themselves up. I'm exasperated at fear of missing out. I'm exasperated at trolls. I'm exasperated at the fact that people just just don't go about this in any fucking common sense at all. And then they want to get into this field of negative and dragon. And there's so many, and I mean so many people, you read what they write, they've got nothing fucking good to say ever. Everything has got a negative connotation. We are masters of it in the UK. Absolute masters of it. Of being downbeat and fucking shoddy about everything. We're fucking miserable fuckers, and I'll be honest, you've made me fucking miserable today. Fucking depressing, honestly. Right, what have I got? Have I got anything else? I do apologise to guys expecting, but I just feel I've wasted a Monday having a fucking sounding board. The fact that people think teams are entitled to win a football match and it's personal to them is actually, frankly, fucking soul-destroyingly pathetic. But it is what it is, and we are where we are. So I've just got to put a horse on a minute. Hang on a second. Just bear with me. Bear with me, he says. You know, if you think that anybody at all, anybody or everybody, is winning all the time, then you are absolutely fucking barmy. And I mean barmy. You've got something wrong with you. It's just ridiculous. You know, Nick Leeson, when he was doing all his money or whatever, he said, when you're going your way, it's brilliant and it's more exhilarating than sex or something, didn't he say? I think most things are more exhilarating than sex where I'm concerned. And success makes you feel invincible. But on the flip side of that, obviously when you're having losses, your brain responds as if the world's ending. And dealing with those highs and lows, particularly when you're putting yourself in a situation to be driven on by others, I think that's more the norm than what goes on. And if you surround yourself, I've said it on these podcasts, surround yourself with their only input is only negative, even little connotations of negative. When you read people, you know, I deal with thousands of people on a weekly basis, hundreds of emails, thousands of people, interactions on Twitter, interactions on Telegram, interactions on WhatsApp, interactions by email, thousands. You read people, even when they're being nice, there's a negative connotation. When you look at what they comment on, it's only ever bad things. They want to get in and, oh, I'll have a bit of that. There's a row going on. Let me have a look. There. There's very little upbeat and positive. Post the pits. Let's have a look at more dogs. Long-term success, and that's what I'm focusing on. Not somebody who comes up and says, I've won 10 bets on the spin. Long-term, sitting here, I've won fucking millions. And long-term success is dependent on how you manage the highs and lows. And they may go on for 6 months. There's nothing that says that you're going to win it all in nice little pockets. I know people try to, and there's some who do successfully, but I might have a season where I win everything from January to March. I might have another one where I win everything from September to November, and then I stand still. That's how I operate. I know the grind of it. But if you're getting frightened, frustrated, angry, that's going to affect how you are. It's going to affect what you do. It's going to affect your discipline. I'm not saying it's easy. I'm not saying it's easy. I fully understand. I've said it many times. I don't get up in the morning on Sunday and go, woohoo, I lost $3,000 yesterday. I accept that that is what happens. And it isn't the skill in this game. I've said it again. And, you know, it isn't necessarily in what you bet. It is how you handle these times. And for some reason, you know, and I've never really understood it, because I've just sort of thought, right, I'm in this, so I'm in it. Losing runs and confidence, people just don't give it enough time, and that's when they feel vulnerable, you change what you're doing. You lose confidence in everything, what you're doing, you start to question it, so then you change it. Whereas if you just had a bank set up and said, you know, and I've said it before, 100 days, I'm committing to that, I'm going. And then you analyse it and say, right, where did I get, what actually went wrong there? Did results, was it, you know, anomaly in the results? You know, Man City haven't started well. But I'll tell you where it's going to be at the end of the season. Average goals will be around, oh, excuse me, let me turn that off, that's Scott Harvey. Leave me alone. Average goals will be round about 2.8, 2.9 in the Premier League. Liverpool will be up near the top. Man City will be up near the top. Tottenham will be up near the top. Chelsea will be up near the top. These are the same teams that have been up near the top for the last 5-6 years, by the way. How that spread of results to get there, though, doesn't always all go our way. So, you know, and everybody's got a view in it. Everybody's a fucking expert. Everybody's got a view. That's what annoys me. But how you personally react to these, and if it's putting you under great stress, don't do it. That would be my first thing. But you need to be financially resilient. So you need a proper bank set up, and you need to be psychologically resilient. And that's the hard bit. You need to be able to stand there and say, I can do this. And much like me, I'll have a scrap and an argument with any fucking person listening, either in person, over the phone, whatever. I will say exactly what I say. If they want to fucking roll around the floor, I'll roll around the fucking floor. It doesn't mean anything. You've got to do what is right for you. Because half these people haven't got a fucking clue what they're talking about. And they're promoting themselves, their own agenda, whatever they want, doing it for attention, whatever it may be. You have got to build for yourself some psychological, whatever you want to call it, resilience, strength, to be able to say, I've set myself up properly, I'm in the game, that's it, that's what I'm going to do. And it doesn't matter with horses, football, doing my stuff, doing other stuff, it genuinely doesn't matter. And you know, some of it's easy. The financial setup is easy. You do it all before. You look at how, you know, I don't know people's financial situation. Still have to get a chance to talk to them on the phone today. But anybody who can get to the end of the season, breaking level, making a good or a reasonable small profit, if they've done the same thing week in, week out, has done well. That's the facts of it, because most of them have been losing. So it's getting set up from the start with a good bank, a process. Are you happy with your process? Have you sat there and thought, yeah, I am, you know, so I think somebody put it in the Telegram as one of the few common sense statements that I saw, that I know that my process is good. So I can sit there and I can say, well, that didn't go right. I had so many bets singled out this week, and people know a lot how I bet. I bet late in the first half or late in the second half. I had so many bets this week that I might be waiting for 25 minutes and a goal win in 24 minutes, or I might be waiting for 70 minutes, 75 minutes and a goal win in on 69 minutes. So many. Some of the time I'd started typing messages to people, because I'd share some of it, and as I was typing the message, two or three times the goal went in. Of course, then the one that does get to 70 minutes stayed and didn't have a goal. That won't continue. Not every single goal is scored in that minute to that minute. It just doesn't happen. It's a fact. I've got all the distribution of goals. I know exactly what's going to happen over a period of time, not over one Saturday or one Sunday. Of course, it's frustrating to sit there and go, oh, fucking hell, a loser there. Oh, goal's gone in there. I'm halfway through the message. A couple of times I'd click to put the bet on and it's the 5-second delay and the market suspends. All these things happen. You've got to, but the financial setup to absorb all that and be able to do it, it needs, is fairly simple. You know how much money you've got. Right, what do I need? What's my setup? What am I going to be betting? What am I going to be staking per bet? How much do I need? And how do I need to break that down to do that? Allocation of how you're going to do that is something you can do at home, sat on your own. The psychological thing is obviously a lot harder. Of course it is a lot harder, but it's this feeling of taking it personally. The stuff that annoyed me, looking to blame something, always let's blame COVID. You know, it's easy now, let's blame COVID. When COVID's gone, we'll be blaming Brexit for Liverpool not winning a football match. That's what's going to happen. Or Biden's president, that's why we didn't win. Or Boris Johnson, it was his fault. Rather than the acceptance that actually, you know, you look in horse racing, if you take another sport, horse racing, odds on shots, particularly in running, get turned over every day, pretty much most races every day. A horse will go odds on and get beat a lot quicker. That's what happens. But you've got to be set up for it. But if you get yourself in and around pessimistic, fucking miserable, fucking wankers, and that's all they've got to bring to the party, and this is when I said to you 2-3 weeks ago, look, that's what I'm trying to say, really look, not just have a little glance, really look at what these people are like. Go in and look and think, do they add any positivity, anything to your life whatsoever? And if the answer is no, don't need to tell me. Explain to yourself why you have them in it, or why you pay any attention to them, or why you want to be remotely associated with them. Because I don't. I've got no interest in it whatsoever. I've got no interest when Liverpool don't win a game in idiots then telling me their reasons for Liverpool not winning the game. I want to wipe my mouth and say, I've lost that, let me move on. And all that. So it's you're not going to change it. The part that, you know, I said, once the game's finished, the whistle's blown. You know, I lost at Villarreal last night. I thought it was a penalty at the end of the game. Whistle's blown. I thought, was he going to give the penalty? No, he didn't. Once that's happened, there's nothing I can do about it. That's it, done. That is it. Bang, move on. I know I make it sound simplistic, I make it sound easy, but it comes from experience, it comes from setup. The key is two of the parts you can get set up. And if you put yourself under financial pressure because you're using money you shouldn't be using, or your setup's wrong, then there's something wrong. If you're putting yourself under mental pressure because you think there's an entitlement and the world's against you, you can deal with that. There. The referee didn't give Brighton a penalty because I had a bet on Liverpool. He gave a penalty because he thought it was a penalty. Doesn't really matter what I think. That's what he thought. And the week before, when Villa should have had one, in my opinion, they didn't get one. But that's gone on for time memoriam. It's gone. You know, I remember Clive Thomas moaning about Clive Thomas giving a penalty at Wembley in the League Cup final, Milk Cup final, years back. It's gone on time immemorial. The fact that we now have cameras and things is meant to make it better. It's still officials, and they're going to be here. They're going to fuck up. They're going to make mistakes. We move on from it. Looking to blame something all the time, and I gave a real prime example there of the reaction when all the goals were going in the Premier League. And find the pods. I said it won't continue. It will not continue. I said the home record in the Championship will go up, because I know what I'm fucking talking about. That's why I've got, and I say that as an authority, I know what I'm fucking talking about. That's how I know, and I know pretty much exactly where all this is going to end up come May. That's why I couldn't give a fuck what's happening now in the middle of November, end of November. Anyway, I feel like I've wasted my time. I really do. I feel like an absolute fucking waste of time today. So I apologise for the quality of this pod. It is what it is. I'm a human being like anybody else. I am going to... I'm going to fuck off, I think. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to fuck off. I feel like fucking off for a few days. I feel drained today. I feel that you've exhausted me. You must fucking exhaust yourselves, but I just feel through numerous mediums, be it email, be it WhatsApp, be it phone, be it Telegram, be it Twitter, I feel exhausted. And I shouldn't feel exhausted. Tottenham are top of the league. I should be fucking dancing. It's North London Derby week. I'll be back tomorrow. I'll be back. I'll wipe myself. I'm going to go and wipe my mouth down. I've got a load of work to do. Chin up, move on, eh? Right, let's go. Interesting now. One of the big things is how people frame things. I do like how people frame things. I do find it interesting how people talk about, if they're winning overall, they talk about a losing sum. I find that a really interesting thing. It's a bit like saying, I've got $5,000 in the bank account, but then you go and spend 500 and go, well, I haven't got the 500. You've got $4,500. Yeah, I haven't got the 500. I haven't got the 500. There. I find it a real interest. Trump, I'll go on about Trump. I'm off again. I'm a narcissist. Trump wants to be loved. That's his big thing. He just wants people to like him. Love me, love me. I'm Donald Trump. Love me, love me. And I think there's people in that. There's people like me in the middle who couldn't really give a fuck what anybody thinks. And genuinely, I couldn't. And then there's people who almost want to, I don't know, is it get sympathy there? Everything they say is bad, so, I'm having there. That's it. Life isn't bad for everybody all the fucking time. We have good days, we have bad days, every single one of us. I have some fucking shit days in personal things, Sam being ill, whatever it may be. My son over that couple of years was a fucking horrendous experience for me. We all have it. You get up, get on with it, fucking deal with that. Play with the cards you dealt that day. The world's not ending. We're still in the game. Let's move on. Lucky that we're stood here having some cards dealt. There's fucking about 65,000 people this year, or ain't. Right, crack on. Enjoy your day. Don't be fucking miserable, and what's more, don't make me fucking miserable. Was it Graham Taylor said? You worry, Rob. Don't make the fucking rest of us worry. Right, have a lovely little day. I'll be back tomorrow. I might revisit this subject because I feel I've not done it justice today. I do apologise. Again, it's not scripted. I've just rambled. You've exhausted me. Arrivederci.